The new line of Roman emperors he inaugurated lasted for more than 1,000 years, although they seldom had any power outside the boundaries of Germany. After his death, the empire he'd created began to fragment, partly owing to the peculiarly German laws of inheritance that apportioned land equally among sons. Nevertheless, a series of vigorous German kings tried to convert the Roman Empire of the West into reality, which brought them into conflict with the popes and the revived city republics of Italy. This struggle became a major factor in the political history of the Middle Ages. During the Middle Ages, the German princes consolidated their land holdings, originally held as fiefs granted by the Holy Roman Emperor. Gradually, these principalities became more independent, uniting only to elect one of their number as Holy Roman Emperor on the death of his predecessor. By the 16th century, the title had become hereditary and had passed to a single German dynasty, the Austrian House of Habsburg. After the Thirty Years' War, 1618-48, between Protestants and Catholics in Central Europe, the Holy Roman Emperor's authority in Germany was greatly reduced. What we know today as Germany was thus a patchwork of small autonomous principalities, duchies, kingdoms, and a few free cities, owing a loose allegiance to the Holy Roman Emperor. This situation lasted until the Holy Roman Empire was dissolved by Napoleon in 1806. Some German cities had acquired a special status. Foremost among these were the members of the Hanseatic League, a medieval confederation of North German cities with a monopoly on the North Sea and Baltic trade. The Hansa towns, which included Bremen, Hamburg, and Lübeck, traded overseas and had a leading commercial role in what was a largely agricultural economy. The Reformation. In 1517, the Augustinian monk Martin Luther initiated the Protestant Reformation in Germany by protesting publicly against the Vatican's sale of indulgences, promises freeing the bearer from all his or her sins. His protests found an echo in many of the North German principalities.